It's Divas That Care Radio, stories, strategies, and ideas to inspire positive change. Welcome to Divas That Care, a network of women committed to making our world a better place for everyone. This is a global movement for women, by women, engaged in a collaborative effort to create a better world for future generations. To find out more about the movement, visit divasthatcare.com after the show. Right now, though, stay tuned for another jolt of inspiration.
Well, hello, Heather Dreed, you're here with Smile. There's an oil for that. And I am so excited today to welcome a friend, a colleague, a soul sister, Jessica Arnatt. And our podcast today is aromatherapy with sound. And Jessica and I are going to share with you the power of combining these two beautiful modalities. And so I'd like to introduce Jessica. She's an experienced alchemy crystal singing bowl practitioner. Jessica Arnatt began her passionate journey into sound healing in 2014. Through strong mentorship and regular practice, she has gained a profound understanding of how powerfully transformational sound can be when combined with intention to raise our vibration for a healthier state in body, mind, and soul. During a sound session, our vibration rises, and it's important to understand that when we operate at a higher frequency, we shift the environment and the people around us just by existing. Yes, Jessica and I have teamed up for this next level experience, combining the power of aromatherapy and sound together. And these are going to be epic evening experiences. So welcome, Jessica.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. I'm happy to be here.
And so I have experienced so many of your sound baths, and I'm proud to have been a part of the process of the birthing and transformation into this incredibly successful business you have here in the foothills, Alberta, of Vibe High. So I have a real personal connection to this phenomenal success you're having with sharing your gifts. So thank you so much for joining me, and I'm honored that we're teaming up together. So can you share with us your passion for the sound healing with alchemy? Just maybe explain what that word alchemy crystal bowls means, and share how this journey began.
Sure, yes. So alchemy crystal singing bowls specifically are bowls that have been specifically been infused with different minerals, crystals, or gemstones. They're made by a company in Utah called Crystal Tones, these ones, and they are 99.99% pure. And often they will layer the alchemies. So you'll have a single alchemy, a double alchemy, sometimes even more than that. In fact, there are many that have sometimes up to five or six alchemies in them. And so those alchemies alone, you know, things like gold, diamond, ruby, emerald, they all have their own frequencies as well that get amplified by the quartz crystal, which is the base of every single bowl. The quartz crystal itself, with quartz amplifies, it's programmable, it transmutes energy, and it focuses energy. So when you are using these bowls, and also when they're using quartz crystal, for example, in technology, lasers, computers, and timepieces, our cell phones have quartz crystal in them. And so when we are combining these factors, the purity, the stability, and the ability of quartz crystal to do all of those things, anything else in an individual's body that exists at a less stable frequency has to rise to meet this or fall away, shifting energy, right, naturally.
Wow.
Yeah. So my journey back in 2014 began when I was working with my mentor, Martha Burkett, and she brought these bowls into Canada and started using them. And I was with her every step of the way and avidly and wholeheartedly paying attention to every single moment that there was. I never laid down and closed my eyes. I was always extremely present and just always with passion, just so excited with every moment that we got to use these and help other people shift their energies. And it just grew. The more I got to use them, I started off with one bowl. It was a Laughing Buddha bowl. We call her Elby. She is Laughing Buddha is meant to raise the joy vibration. And so we started using her in our home. And the shifts that we were having just with that one bowl alone, I always tell people it just takes one bowl, one's enough to shift you. And so when we were doing this, we were noticing all kinds of things. And my partner and I have known each other since 1994. And in all that time, you know, there's a lot of shifts and growth and change. But when that bowl came in to our home, it was like this accelerated shifts that it was just incredible. And we noticed a lot more that was happening just in terms of our connection to each other, even on the level of, you know, all levels, emotional, physical, spiritual. It was beautiful. And so it was like I was seeing it all kind of play out with using that one bowl. And before you know it, you know, another one and then another one. And now I have a beautiful set of 24 bowls, which it's taken a while to accumulate, but it's been absolutely worth it because it's just incredible how it shifts people. Yeah.
So I have witnessed, yes, I sometimes have my eyes closed and there's the odd time I have my eyes open and watch you. It's just magical to watch. And you have a gift, Jessica. I've been many sound sessions and seriously, you have signature and you have some beautiful voice that you sing like an angel. And so when you asked to collaborate, I was so excited. I was kind of waiting and because I know the power of aromatherapy and the frequency of how essential oils and aromatherapy can shift through chemically in the body. And so for us to team up to do this, oh, and you have been using the oils personally over these last few years as part of my doTERRA family. So why did you choose to collaborate and put these two modalities together? So could you kind of share how these two, the oils and the bowls, work so beautifully synergistically?
Oh, there's a lot there. So you ready? Yeah.
Yeah.
So when we combine the use of the oils with the bowls, it can offer a really synergistic experience. It enhances overall well-being and there's many benefits. Enhanced relaxation is one of them. Oils like lavender or chamomile, for example, they promote relaxation. They complement the calming effects of the vibrations from the bowls themselves. Some of them even offer like a heightened focus and awareness. Oils like peppermint or rosemary, they can sharpen the mental clarity and focus, help people to deepen their meditation or mindfulness practice during the sound session itself. Emotional shifts are great. Essential oils like frankincense or bergamot, which, by the way, has become my new favorite, I got to tell you. I love it.
They're just on that one.
Oh, yeah. I put an order in for two. I'm so excited when they come. I'm probably going to go through that quite a bit. But they're known, frankincense and bergamot, for example, they're known for their mood balancing properties, which can amplify the emotional healing potential of the sound vibrations that help to facilitate then release and emotional well-being. We can have physical shifts, and some of those essential oils can synergize with the sound of vibrations, and that supports physical shifts and relaxation of tense muscles or joints, for example. Energetic alignments, another one. Different essential oils, they carry unique energetic frequencies that can harmonize with the vibrational frequencies emitted by the crystal singing bowls, and that promotes energetic balance and alignment within the body, mind, and soul, for example. So the benefits of aromatherapy itself, you know, inhaling the aromatic molecules of essential oils, and that can stimulate the limbic system, promoting relaxation, reduces stress, and can induce a sense of well-being, which complements the holistic experience of the sound session as well. And it can take us into a deeper state of meditation. the combination of aromatherapy and sound therapy can deepen the meditative state, facilitating a profound sense of inner peace, connection, and spiritual awakening. And so each session that we're going to be doing will have a different focus. For example, the first one we're doing is peace and calm. And so overall, the synergy between the essential oils and alchemy crystal singing bowl sound session can offer a multidimensional holistic approach, addressing the physical, emotional, and mental and energetic aspects of well-being.
Wow. I have not had the full experience with your sound bath the way we're going to do it. When we hosted before, we did some a rose touch, and I offered people, I believe it was adaptive for inhalation. So when we're going to collaborate here, it's going to be an evening that's several hours, right? So do you want to just outline sort of what your vision is in this beautiful collaboration, what our evening is going to look like?
Yeah, so when people start to arrive, we're just going to get them settled in. I think what we might be doing potentially is diffusing some of the, I believe, is it serenity that we're going to be using? And that was another one you were mentioning
balance
as well.
And our balance. Sorry? For our first session. Yeah, so they're going to change. Our focus will change from month to month, but we'll begin with the serenity blend and the balance.
Mm-hmm.
So they can choose one. Yeah, they can choose one or the other or both.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they'll have samples to take home.
Yeah. So they're all going to get settled in. We're going to introduce ourselves. I'd like to go around the circle and check in with everybody and just look at, you know, the reasons why they came, if they know what they want to get out of it. Most people probably will just say peace and calm, which is exactly what the theme is for this particular one. But whatever it is in the moment, they know what they're coming for, right? And then we're going to go into you specifically talking about the benefits of what we're about to experience from the aromatic or the aromatherapy perspective. And then I will also go into some conversation, especially for those who are new. I often share about the benefits, well, about the potential for a session with bowls like this. And what I mean by that is if we don't know what we're going into and we don't know what the potential is, we can often be surprised by something that might come up for us. But if we have sort of a heads up, in terms of what could possibly happen, then that is a really beneficial thing. Then knowing what to do, for example, if something comes up for you that surprises you, I often just say to people, you know, my strongest recommendation is always to lean in and breathe through the process. However, if that's not right for an individual and their body, their being is telling them to do something else, I encourage that. I don't ever want anybody to feel like they're stuck to one specific kind of response. They have to know what is the potential and what to do if, right? So that's kind of what it comes down to, is we're just going to share a bit about that. And then the session itself, the bowl session, is 45 minutes long. I play for that total of 45, but the first 20 minutes, I am talking people through a grounding and relaxing exercise. So there's some voice that's going to be happening in terms of me talking through the session very peacefully and calmly. And then I stop talking and just continue on with the bowls for the remainder of the session. And sometimes, more often than not, I do some singing with the bowls, which is really beneficial. I often have people that have come up to me afterwards to state that when the voice started, that they have noticed a shift. They notice, or an activation of sorts. So it's really kind of very individual, very unique to each person. And yeah, that's basically it. And afterwards, when we're done, we're going to go through some integration, connection, integration, and reflection with each other. We'll either talk through, each individual person has an opportunity to, if they wish to share what their experience was, or if they have just an individual word. But I will often say to people, if you don't feel like sharing, and if you want to remain introspective, that's 100% okay. It's important that you listen once again to your body, to your being, and what is right for you in that given moment. So it really comes down to that. And then when we're all done, if you're a hugger, I'm a hugger. And so we can say goodbye with hugs, or we can just say goodbye with a pleasant thank you and see you later. But that's how it will wrap up.
Right.
Yeah.
How many hours it's quite a few hours we are together.
Well, we schedule from 6:30 to 9:30, and that gives us lots of time. From 6:30 to 7, I give people 30 minutes to come, settle in, and just sort of, I guess, acclimate, as it were, right? Because sometimes, because we're out on Grand Valley Road. Sometimes people get a little detoured, and that can happen. So I give a good half hour for people to arrive, get into their comfortable place, and get into that peaceful, I'm here now moment. You know, that breath.
I made it.
Yeah, I made it. Once you come for the first time, you basically know where you're going. But it's that first time for a lot of people that can seem, I don't want to say unnerving, but just when you don't know, you know, you don't know until you know.
So I'm good. So it's out in the country. We're west of Cochrane. So it's so beautiful. We're out in the countryside. It's quiet, mm-hmm. serene. Yeah. It's just this beautiful dome that's the sanctuary. So that first half hour, you know, to just, you're not rushed. It has to start it. No, we know the circumstances of how important it is for people to just have that flex time to settle in, connect. And then I'll have that 45 minutes with regards to sharing about using the pure oils and how best to use the oils. And then people will be able to use them, take a sample home, and then we'll transition into your session. And then we have this beautiful integration. Like, it's a full holistic approach. Yeah. We want people to be able to get in their cars.
Yeah, that's another really important thing. The idea that they leave fully grounded. We don't recommend driving without being grounded, because that can actually be quite dangerous. So we make sure that there's that integration time. Plus, typically, I will have all different methods. There's many ways for people to ground. And one of those is, you know, if you're feeling like you need a snack, snacks will help to ground. Nuts and seeds are a great grounder. You know, if even with the snow out, if you feel like going out barefoot and connecting with the earth, that's a great way to ground, but absolutely essential before you get into your car to drive.
Yeah. So that's, again, another reason we're using the Balance essential mm-hmm. oil, which is specifically for grounding as well. So they can use that to assist with their integration. And how long does this session, like the oils and the sound, is it just that evening, or does it go, do we have positive impact with that shift of frequency for a longer period of time?
So with the bowls themselves, I often tell people there's three to four day time frame following the sessions where we'll potentially notice shifts more prominently. But I often say weeks and months into the future, you can continue to shift. And the knowledge that you gain in a session like this, because there's quite a bit of sharing with regards to the knowledge around the bowls and what it is that they're capable of, it carries on into the future. You don't need, for example, you don't need me. Nobody needs me specifically to raise their vibration. We can do this anywhere, anytime. And when you know this, the important thing is that when we're sitting in lower, heavier vibrations, for example, heavier states of emotion, the most important thing about knowing about that is the processing of that. It has to be processed. It can't be suppressed or repressed. And once you do that, then you can focus on taking yourself back into the higher vibration. What we learned a while back through a physicist that we met was really cool. Essentially, he believes that we don't actually lose this vibration within our body. It stays within the body, but the problem is, not the problem, the challenge is we head out into the world and we interact with lower level vibrations. So, you know, and I often say, whether it's the guy tailgating you on the way back into the city, or, you know, somebody who throws you off in terms of, you know, it pulls a trigger for you in an interaction, that can help us to drop our vibration down. But you at all times have the ability to bring it back up. And that's where, when we live with that knowledge, that understanding, this is an indefinite thing. This acts indefinitely for you.
And what I love too is using the essential oils as an ongoing support and keeping that frequency, because life happens and we can use our oils to help facilitate that. Living at a better, higher frequency for our, you know, following our passion and our purpose, like you and I are doing. We're so happy to be able to do that. So, okay, surprise question. What's in your diffuser today, Jessica?
Which one? I have a few.
Yes, you do.
So in my bathroom, I have Northern Escape.
Oh, going into the woods, eh?
Oh, yeah. In my bedroom, I use serenity and sometimes lavender.
Okay.
In my living room and entranceway, I use On Guard.
Okay, some protection for that entrance. Oh, beautiful.
In my office now, I'm using bergamot, just so you know. Because it's so good.
Your new best friend.
It is.
Wonderful. So, Jessica, how can people get in touch with you and follow you, connect with you? I mean, you're doing so many more sessions than just the one with me. You're many days of the week, many sessions in a day. Share with us how we can connect with you.
Right. So Thursday through to Sunday, regular sessions are happening. Thursdays are our collaborations. Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays are regular sessions. And there are 2, 3 days where I'm combining yoga and the bowls as well. And that's Thursday afternoon, Saturday morning, and Sunday morning. I'm doing yoga with Shauna Kilgore, but I'm also doing playing the bowls afterwards. So to reach or to go to where that is, if you go to Facebook and Instagram, there is a pinned calendar that shows you what's happening on any given day in this month. And of course, it'll be refreshed every month. www.vibehigh.ca is the website. And you scroll down to see view all offerings. Specifically, you'll see them all there. But Facebook, Instagram, and sometimes on TikTok. I'm not as busy on TikTok because I find it challenging. I'm learning there. So, but those are the main ones at Facebook and Instagram. It's vibehigh.ca.
Can you spell that for us?
V as in Victor, I, B as in boy, E. So vibehigh.ca.
Wonderful. Because we really appreciate you vibing high and bringing this to our community, into the world. And this is going out globally. And so
Yeah.
thank you so much, Soul Sister, for being my guest, and I look forward to the months ahead of collaborating with you and truly embracing this beautiful combination, this synergistic combination of the sound with the essential oils. So,
Thank you.
Heather Dreger here, and smile, there's an oil for that.
Thanks for listening. This show was brought to you by Divas That Care. Connect with us on Facebook, on Instagram, and of course on divasthatcare.com, where you can subscribe to our newsletter so you don't miss a thing.